Levi Kreis, Tony Award winner and queer music veteran, is here to talk about his new single, So Much Better, and his current flying solo tour. Hi, Levi.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on today.
Tell us about your new single and tour.
I've been really excited to release a new song from the upcoming album, Imagine Paradise, which probably won't release till June, but a new single is called So Much Better. We have a great remix package that we had some great DJs in the UK, contributed some great remixes to us. It's doing well in the UK, and we're excited that it looks like a nice, strong lead-up to a new album. The tour, this is the first time I've been on the road, really, since I left Broadway, so it's really fun to be able to go back to some of my key cities and see some people that I haven't been able to see for a while and share some new music, which I'm very excited about.
What inspired you to return to your LGBT roots?
I got my start with LGBT music back in 2005. I was right off of a major record label, and I had been courted by several major record labels oftentimes, but it seemed as though there was always a conflict between what they expected of me and me trying to sort of measure up to this idea that they had for me, where I really wasn't being authentic about my own story. So after the 8th major record label, and it all sort of went away in a cloud of confusion, I decided really that I needed to start telling my own story. And so I went to the LGBT community, and I think I put out my debut album, which was, 10 songs that had to do with guys that I've dated, courted, or had relationships with. And it was very honest about my whole experiences as a gay man, and it was the LGBT media that supported me. So, I've been working with my friends in LGBT media and trying to do what I can do to support LGBT media ever since then, but then I got this show that took me to Broadway and turned out pretty good for me, but I was just really excited to get back in the studio, do my 6th album, and rededicate my efforts and my energy and my touring and my music to the community that has supported me from the very beginning.
What would you like to accomplish with your music?
I come from a small town in Tennessee, grown up in the church and gospel music, so my sensibilities have always been to craft music that infuses my own personal convictions. I can't get away from the fact that there's a spiritual drive to what I do. I want to be able to create music that has a message that helps us understand the divinity of who we are, that we are a very individual expression of God, of love, perfect, just as we are. So a lot of my music has to do with self-acceptance and celebrating our individuality, because I think that is so incredibly important for us. It's the very thing that allows us to sort of own our own personal power. And so I try to infuse that a lot in my music, and I hope that through that I accomplish people who hear my music can feel a little more intimately aware of their own divine nature, that they are perfect just as they are, and embrace that and celebrate it and use that power to change their world.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I think my best gift is my voice and my art. I've had partners that are so gifted in the political platform, and their ability to articulate their knowledge and their understanding from a deliberate political angle is brilliant. While I would love to be one of those people who are just politically brilliant, that's just not been my forte. So I think my best voice is my art. This is where people hear what I have to say, and so I want to use it to kind of make my own personal statements. There's a song on my new album coming out, Imagine Paradise, and a video that we're planning for that directly addresses DOMA and the right to love who we want to love. It was inspired by a friend of mine who's in the military. It also addresses Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He wanted to get married to his partner, and they can't, but I get to use my art to sort of represent what I know that my fans come to and say are their issues, what are issues of my own as an LGBT man, and, hopefully, through the power of music, try to articulate that in the way that I know how.
What would you like to see the Obama administration accomplish for our LGBT community in the next 4 years?
So I saw this briefing that Obama had about 17 hours ago supporting gay marriage. I think that it's been really interesting that he has used his voice to support support us. And I think that the best thing that he can do is continue to be relentless in using his voice for our equality. In the briefing, he asked the Supreme Court to kill DOMA, which is, you know, we've never had a president who fought for us like this. So I personally would like to see marriage, you know, become a federal issue, and maybe with the Prop 8 being the Supreme Court, with DOMA being the Supreme Court, how incredible would it be if those were overturned and it was a federal issue and there was a standard that actually reflected, you know, what our Constitution says to have been an issue of voters on the state level for a long time is, you know, frankly, it's cruel. So I'm hoping that, especially with these two, with DOMA and Prop 8 being the Supreme Court, I would love to see those overturned. And, you know, to have an advocate like that in the presidency is invaluable. We've never had that before. So I would want to see him continue to let his voice be heard and to let his support be specifically verbalized too.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I get to talk to these kids after Pride festivals in the summer, and their stories always remind me that there's still so much we have to do, especially in the smaller towns in our country. I would tell them that the pain you feel right now is the power you hold later. Those of us who are pushed by pain always evolve to a greater sense of power. You know what I mean? I mean, most of us become leaders. If we are hurting, know right now that you were chosen to be a very special voice to this world. You know, I posted something today on Facebook, a quote that says, "It's always a minority that leads the majority out of the inequalities of the past." Not only are you not alone, but you are a special breed. Know your power, and don't let anyone take that away from you.
How can people get information about where you're appearing?
That's an easy question. LeviKreis.com, www.levikreis.com. I try to keep that updated as much as possible. All of the tour dates are listed there with ticket information. We'll be going to New York City, to D.C., to Raleigh, to Knoxville, to Atlanta, adding a Houston date, adding a Toronto. And the Flying Solo Tour will continue over the course of the year. So everything will be available right there at LeviKreis.com.
What other projects are you working on?
I've actually been busy wrapping up 3.5 years of study to be a spiritual practitioner, and I just had a huge exam. So with everything that's going on with a new single and a tour and setting up the new album coming out and a second single, I'm trying to, you know, continue with a pretty heavy degree of study in the field of metaphysical spirituality. So that keeps me busy. That's a lot.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I'm always anxious for people to ask me where they can find me on Facebook and Twitter. You know, I get to know a lot of people through my constant interaction on social media, probably much like you do as well. It's sort of the way that we can connect to people who have been supporting our music and then find ways of giving back to them that are tangible. We get to know their names, we get to know their faces, we get to know what their issues are and what concerns them. I use social media to find a very tangible way to connect to people, so I invite anyone and everyone to always find me on my Facebook page at facebook.com/LeviKreisOfficial, or, of course, my name, Levi Kreis, on Twitter. It gives me a chance to actually really get to know you.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Great question. I have for the last 2 or 3 years, and I loved it so much I actually allowed it to inform the title of my coming album, Imagine Paradise. And something that I believe that our thoughts become things, and that our life is now picturing of what we spend our mental energy on, I sort of love kind of telling myself this: paradise is yours to the degree that you can imagine it. Paradise is yours to the degree that you can imagine it. So dream big. And know that what occurs to you to do occurs to you for a reason and comes fully supported by the universe.